everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson.
I still remember how my teacher left a bad taste in my mouth. It's not a tall tale, but it's a true story that left a great impact on my life. One day, we were reading a story in class, and each student was given a section to read. I kept on waiting for the teacher to assign me a paragraph, but that never happened. It was so obvious that she passed me by on purpose. I started to feel teary-eyed, but I tried my best to control my feelings. However, for a 9-year-old girl, my heart was aching so badly. I was so hurt when I saw that she picked everyone to read a portion of the story, except for me. No, it wasn't the first time. It has happened at least 5 times before. At first, I had good intentions towards her and thought that I may have slipped her mind. I even thought that it might have been my fault. But she kept skipping me, rain or shine. But one day, she finally chose me to read. My excitement didn't last long, though. I had barely scratched the surface and was starting to take off my reading performance, when she cut me off and asked someone else to continue reading my portion. The truth was plain and clear now. It was obvious that she didn't want to waste her time waiting for me to finish up, since I took 3 times the average time needed to read my part. I was devastated. This experience scared me and took me several years to get over what happened.
Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number 1, leave a bad taste in your mouth, is defined as create a bad feeling about something. Idiom number 2, a tall tale, is defined as a greatly exaggerated story. Idiom number 3, rain or shine, is defined as no matter what happens. Idiom number 4, scratch the surface, is defined as barely begin. And finally, idiom number 5, something slips your mind, is defined as you forget or overlook something. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number 1, pass by, is defined as happen without being noticed or fully experienced by someone. Number 2, cut someone off, is defined as stop the provision of something. Number 3, take off, means to start to go. Number 4, towards someone, is defined as regards or in relation to. And finally, number 5, finish up, is defined as complete in action or process.
I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson, and thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later!